For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
When it comes to covering a race for president, I often talk a lot about how you should trust what your eyes are seeing out on the campaign trail, and that was very true here in South Carolina for Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. On Sunday, I saw Buttigieg draw 7,000 people to an outdoor rally in Arlington, Virginia, where hundreds and hundreds more watched from outside the fences. But a day later in South Carolina, Buttigieg struggled to even get 100 people to an event in North Charleston, only reinforcing the feeling on the ground here that Buttigieg is a long shot when South Carolina voters go to the polls this Saturday.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
For the second time in 6 days, the candidates for the Democratic nomination will gather for a debate, this time in Charleston, South Carolina. There will be 7 presidential hopefuls on stage tonight as Tom Steyer rejoins the debate after not qualifying last week in Nevada. The big target in that last debate was Michael Bloomberg, who was showing up for his very first debate of the 2020 race and had some troubles. Bloomberg will be here again tonight, even though he is not on the ballot in South Carolina. One would think most of the barbs will be aimed tonight at the front runner Bernie Sanders, who seems to be on the verge of a big Super Tuesday 1 week from today.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
Charleston was a busy city last night in terms of politics, as most of the Democratic Party hopefuls were here, either speaking to a state party dinner or holding their own campaign rallies. Joe Biden had an energetic night before a crowd at the College of Charleston, as he did not mention the name of Bernie Sanders once, instead laying into President Trump on an array of subjects. Sanders, meanwhile, told his supporters not to believe news stories which say he can't win the Democratic nomination, as he may be put on the defensive a bit in tonight's debate. Maybe the most interesting event was a Pete Buttigieg town hall where there might not have been 50 people. That was just one day after Buttigieg drew thousands at a rally that I covered in Virginia.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.